Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, as you know very well. It's a lot of fun for me to be here, even on today, a day like today. This is the anniversary of the attacks of 9/11, September the 11th, 2001. We all know where we were, don't we? And I think it's important for all of us to stop and reflect on what happened that day. And, you know, I certainly remember where I was. I had just gotten off the air. The first attacks happened for me I was still on the radio. It was about 15 minutes before I was to go off the air. So I finished my show on that Tuesday, and I walked out and got in my car to go run an errand, and heard on the news that a plane had flown into a building in New York City. And that was the way the person in the news, and this was breaking news on the radio. It was a music radio station, and it was something that it was enough of an unusual thing. I mean, you know, planes have flown into buildings in New York City for, you know, as long as there have been buildings, big, tall buildings in New York City, and planes. So it wasn't something that hasn't happened before, but for it to be breaking news on a music station, I knew something was different. So I actually turned my car off, came inside, turned on the television in my office, sat down, and had barely been in my chair until I saw the news coverage. They were showing the coverage of the building that was burning, and obviously a big plane had flown into the North Tower, I think it was. And barely was I in my seat. The television had been only on maybe a couple of minutes, till the camera that was covering the burning tower, the North Tower, picked up another plane banking hard into the South Tower. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the way they went: the North first, and then the South Tower. And the reason I remember that, because the South Tower was the first one to fall, even though it was the last one to be hit. I thought that was interesting. But I couldn't believe it. And at that moment, that's when there was no doubt. There was no, in anyone's mind, there was no doubt that we were under attack, that we were being attacked. And of course, as we know, the rest of the day played out with only a few minutes later, probably less than 30 to 40 minutes later, the plane flew into the Pentagon. And if you've been to Washington, D.C., if you've flown out of Reagan National Airport, as you go through the Alexandria there, I guess it is, you will drive down a road to the airport that goes right under the flight path of that airplane. So there were people on their way to the airport, and that plane had to have been screaming right over to the top of them, just barely clearing them, for it to have gotten that kind of a vantage point to fly into that building. And then, of course, as we know, we saw the whole thing play out on television. I didn't move. I stayed right where I was. Basically, I think the world did the same thing. And as we know, over the next maybe less than an hour, I think it was after that, we knew there was a plane missing. We knew there was one more plane out there that was putting people in danger, and we didn't know where it was completely exactly. And finally, we heard the news that it that that some passengers had taken control of that airplane, and in the process, the plane flew into the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And on that day, almost 3,000 people died. Since then, a lot more people have died as a result of this. What happened? What caused this? I think there were many things, but the main thing is the forces of evil caused this, ladies and gentlemen, because the forces of evil are very powerful, and the ability for one person to create to do harm through some evilness is greater than the ability of one person to do good. Now that's the sad news. That's the truth. Evil is more powerful than good, especially in an individual. As an individual, I can go out today and I can hurt someone. I can hurt lots of people if I want to. If I want to be really good today, I can help some people, but I can't have the same impact all by myself for good as I could for evil if I wanted to. And what does that mean? Well, it goes all the way back to Edmund Burke, who said, the only way, basically paraphrasing him, the only way for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. And that's the key. That's where we are right now, I think, in the world. And that's why we're seeing more and more countries joining and fighting very actively in the war on terror. We saw it in Germany recently. We've seen it in other parts of the world. Countries are joining all over the world to fight this cancer of Islamic terrorism, radical Islamic terrorism. These people want to take us back to the Stone Age. They want us to convert to their religion. They want us to, they hate everything Western. That's the irony, isn't it? They hate all of our Western ways, all of our Western things. But yet they use our tools against us. If they hate them so much, why do they use them? What are they going to do? If they win, what are they going to do with all those things? You think they're going to throw them away? I don't think so. And so, here we are on the anniversary of 9/11, of September the 11th, 2001, 6 years later. You know, what's the story? Are we safer? Well, apparently we are. In America, we haven't been attacked again. And God willing, we won't be. On this, after we get back after this messages, I'm going to give you what I'm going to talk to you about what I think are the top things I believe to be true about the war on terror. Stay with us. Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter, and the blog, lots of good stuff to help you with your small business. And you can get your questions answered at our knowledge base, askjim.biz. This is the sixth anniversary of 9/11. When we were attacked, when the United States was attacked. Since then, there have been a number of other attacks around the world. Madrid, London, Bali, lots of places around the world that have been attacked. But not the United States has not been attacked again. Could happen today. May happen today. In fact, there are reports about we've gotten some communications from Al-Qaeda saying, convert to Islam and we won't attack you. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that today. What about you? Here, I want to talk about my top 10 list of things I believe to be true about the war on terror. Number one, all people who are free or who want to be, regardless of where they live on planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islamic terrorists. Most of the world embraces modernity. Most of the world embraces the 21st century, where we are, the technology we use, the ability to hopefully solve some of our problems through our intellect, and not create more problems. And if you want to be free, on planet Earth, if you're a human being who wants to be free on planet Earth, you're in a war, a global war on Islamic terrorists, with Islamic terrorists, and you just have to understand that. And no amount of denying it is going to change that. Number two, the war on terror has no front lines, rear areas, demilitarized zones, or safe harbors. You're not safe anywhere from these people because they don't recognize any kind of front lines. You're not fighting a state or an army. You're fighting an ideology, ladies and gentlemen. Number three, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel. The goal of the terrorists is global domination by radical Islam, which could take civilization, in their view, back to the first millennium AD. Number four, the terrorists will never deploy or respond to diplomacy or negotiations. They will kill and create chaos until they win or until we kill them. That's what's going to happen, and we can't be naive about this, ladies and gentlemen. Number five, success in the war on terror will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. I was talking to one of my more passive friends, and she said, "I just want peace. I just like peace." Well, you know what? I do too. Sometimes other people won't allow that. Number six, mistakes have been made in dealing with terrorists by many governments and their leaders for many years. More mistakes will be made. The only people who don't make mistakes are the people who don't try. Let's cut the people who are trying a little bit of slack. Our enemies are the terrorists, not those who make mistakes trying to fight them. Number eight, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create circumstances that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. The definition of terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, is chaos. And if you think about it, that's what the terrorists have been very successful. They have created a lot of chaos on a not so dramatic scale. You go to an airport, try to check into an airport, and see, look at all the things that we have to go through just to get on an airplane. That's a form of chaos as far as I'm concerned. You have to take your shoes off because of one person who decided to blow up a shoe bomb. One person in one event tried to blow up a shoe bomb on an airplane. And ever since then, we've all had to take our shoes off. That's a form of chaos. That's what terrorism is. And that's what they have done. But the thing is they can only beat us if we allow them to beat us. I have to remember that. This is a war of wills. This is not a war of might. They don't have any might. The good people have the might. They have no might. All they have is evilness. And the only way they can win is if they get inside our head and create the level of chaos that makes us capitulate. We can't let that happen. I believe that the future of the free world is at stake in this war on terror. I'm going to say that again. I believe that the future of the free world is at stake in this war on terror. We must align ourselves, all countries, all peoples, all good people, everyone who wants to be free. We must align ourselves and fight this every day. And as I said earlier, it's not going to be for the squeamish. Only those who are resolved to win this war can win it. And number 10, the 10th thing that I believe to be true about the war on terror, it is possible that we could lose the war on terror. It's up to us. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rich Gaydon is our guest. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. Yeah.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.